This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. A battle over the proper way to pay an artistic tribute to an Arizona icon is brewing in Old Town Scottsdale. Last week, a privately funded public mural honoring John McCain was put on hold by city leaders who are reconsidering the project after complaints from a local business owner. The so-called Maverick mural is the brainchild of two local architects.
The idea was born with this otherwise very large blank facade to be able to do something for the community.
That's Tommy Suchart, who is principal architect in the Old Town firm of Chen and Suchart. The blank facade is a 120-foot wide by 30-foot high wall on the side of the building where he works. With approval from the building's out-of-town owner, the idea came from his colleague Aaron Bass. It involves 30,000 colorful cutout pictographs of Arizona's five C's: cattle, citrus, climate, copper, and cotton, that morph into an image of the late senator.
As they aggregate, they create the face, and it's all based in paint densities and just a simple math equation that really becomes this image and this icon for Scottsdale.
Bass says the prolific production of pictographs was a painstaking process.
Preparing digital files to then cut through this piece of equipment, and then I've had family members and friends coming over to our house and sitting there and like punching little pieces of paper out for days and months. Like at my house, my dogs were covered. It was wild.
The $20,000 cost was entirely paid for by a Kickstarter campaign, and the city's development review board gave its approval last month. But last Tuesday, Scottsdale City Council voted to reconsider that decision and told organizers to cease work on the already partially completed mural. That's where business owner Dewey Shoddy comes in. He owns the parking lot directly adjacent to the building.
I got some calls from some people here on the avenue who parked there and said, Dewey, are you doing a mural to Senator McCain? And I said, what are you talking about?
That prompted Shoddy to call Scottsdale's Planning and Zoning Department to complain about the already started project infringing on his property.
And you, of course, are aware of the old maxim, better to ask for forgiveness and permission. And that works in a lot of circumstances, a lot of everything can get away with it. This situation we have going now is that problem gone wild.
Suchart says they have tried to be as unobtrusive as possible, doing the work in the middle of the night so as not to interfere with business hours, and by using a boom and bucket to avoid physically setting foot on the lot.
It's a zero lot line condition. We should be able to have access to our building. If he had a building and then we had an empty lot, the same kind of discussion that would happen.
And Bass feels Shoddy has other reasons for his opposition to the project.
I honestly don't believe that he's in support of the late senator and kind of our project in general. I mean, the project is meant to commemorate the late Senator McCain and the veterans who are serving right now.
Shoddy says nothing could be further from the truth, that he's known the McCains for four decades, and calls the mural disrespectful.
To me, this is one of the most unseemly exploitations of a person's celebrity and his service that I think is imaginable. And I don't want to participate in that.
Bass says it's a bad look for the city's public art identity.
How does it look from an outside standpoint when other artists are going to come here and try to do something, when the city council and development review board are saying, we're going to relook at this, people are going to start thinking twice about coming to Scottsdale to do things like this, they're going to go to Phoenix.
I don't care what those guys think they are, Picasso, Van Gogh, Robert Mapplethorpe, or Andy Warhol. This doesn't belong here. Because it's private property. There is a process in this city to do public art.
Creators of the Maverick mural say, though, they will continue to fight.
We'll go to the mat. I mean, for me, we're going to finish this. And if I have to wait 10 years, we're going to finish it. We're going to do it in his honor all the way.
But Shoddy says not if he has anything to do with it.
If you really want to honor Senator McCain, then let's form a committee in Scottsdale. I'll be on the committee, and I'll write the first check, including a substantial one, and we'll do it right.
The Scottsdale City Council will take up the issue again next month. Requests to interview Councilwoman Kathy Littlefield, who represents the district, were unsuccessful. If you'd like to see pictures of the project, they'll be on our website along with the story at kjzz.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition on 91.5.